This is Michael Loft, live from ATIA, speaking with the infamous Jim Fruchterman.
Thank you very much.
Many of you know him from Bookshare.org, but that's not what we're talking about. Well, we can address a little bit, but that's not the main theme of what Jim wants to talk about.
Great. Well, I was here at ATIA talking about a new concept we call Raising the Floor, and there's more on it at raisingthefloor.net. And the whole idea behind Raising the Floor is to lead a larger movement for web-based assistive technology. So we think that the future of assistive technology is mainly going to be on the web, and that delivering a lot more content and information to people via web tools and content is really going to make a lot more people have access to technology and content they don't have today.
That's right in line with not only Bookshare, but also what we do at Serotech.
Indeed.
Web-based information.
In fact, I was using the example of some of your products on memory sticks or SA2Go as examples of some of these new approaches that I think are going to, you know, hit the assistive technology industry. And our idea of Raising the Floor is not that we've completely invented a whole new area. There's a lot of people working on Raising the Floor, but it's important to actually name it and talk about it, because if you're in the regular tech industry, you realize that where people are going more and more is they're living in their web browser. You know, they're on Facebook all the time. They're in a messaging environment. And so we think that by doing many more things through the web, through open source technology, through different tools, we can deliver a lot of content. And of course, Bookshare is one great example of what we think Raising the Floor is going to mean across the entire assistive technology universe.
So is this those strictly web-based portals for information, or is this working with access technology to make certain entities more accessible, or what are your efforts?
I think we're going in all of those directions. I think once you start building in, and now I'm going to talk tech for a while, you know, the web APIs that allow other people to access your content. We just launched a new version of Bookshare, and hopefully you'll hear more about that later. But it includes basically the ability for almost any developer in the IT industry to build a direct interface into Bookshare. So now suddenly Bookshare can be on a Braille note or a Braille display. Bookshare can be on a cell phone with a Code Factory's product. You know, if you're in another country and you want to use Bookshare as your back end, but you want to do it in your nation's language, you can do that. That's the whole idea of having this sort of flexibility. I mean, Bookshare is a great example of what being a web-based tool is all about. You know, you not only access content through the web, but you also access community. Bookshare has been built by blind people scanning for other blind people. More than 90% of the books on Bookshare are there because our volunteers scan them and put them there. And that's the power of the internet. It's not just content technology, it's also access to community.
And because of the demands or restrictions of the publishers, it could not be done without the web-based technology to encrypt and protect and make them comfortable that it's only getting into the hands of people who have the right to use it. So that's...
And there's a lot of transparency. Publishers can come to our website and see exactly what we're doing, right? And they can try to see if they can figure out how to get around our restrictions. And that's another great benefit of the web, is that, you know, you have access to all the information. Anyone can go to Bookshare and see what books we have today. Anyone can try to sign up. It's that sort of, you know, and you can do that in, you know, 5 seconds from now if you wanted to get started with your web browser.
So are you looking at like technologies like ARIA or the just different Web 2.0 or Java or things that sometimes throw glitches? Or are you just really more of the same model that you built Bookshare on, of deciding something that you want to do and then going about making it happen?
And the answer is both, all of the above. So people involved in Raising the Floor include the people behind Web ARIA, which is, you know, access to rich internet applications. People like Rich Schwertfeger of IBM is involved, Vint Cerf, the founder of the internet, and of course people at you know, many of the different high-tech companies, people who are doing open source development, a lot of the sort of academics that are in the field, because I think we all see this future coming and believe that if we get together and work on some shared components, then it'll make it easier for all AT vendors to use it. We want to make it easier for assistive technology vendors to spend more of their time innovating rather than spending their time sort of recreating the wheel. And you know, that's true across the entire tech industry. People figure out, hey, there's this common, you know, set of things that we don't need to recreate. We'll go off and we'll compete on that, which is, and, you know, Apache, which is the number one, you know, web server, is a great example. The majority of, you know, the biggest web server on the internet is an open source project that people use to serve up, you know, their web pages. And when I want to create a website, I don't start over from scratch. I take advantage of this other stuff. So we will both build some of these tools, and groups like ours will, when we're building tools for our own uses, we'll make them open source so other people can share them. And we'll deliver services through the internet that people can use, like Bookshare and like some of the things that we're talking about in terms of extending Bookshare into some cool new directions.
Okay, is this something end users can get involved with, or just more for people in the industry? How does that?
It's again for both. And, you know, on our website, we talk about basically getting consumers involved. And, you know, the consumers could be disabled people who want to work on, you know, technology and they have the technical capabilities, or people who are just good with using technology, want to help each other. I mean, and again, Bookshare is a great example. The number one tech support group, the number one volunteer advice group, are other users and other volunteers. I mean, when you're really in an online community, there are people who know the answer to these questions, and they'll get it to you faster than sometimes, you know, in many cases, our staff can. And so if we're really going to raise the floor, we're going to continue to depend on the community to make it happen, because, you know, we think that, let's say easily, 85% in the U.S. of the people who could use assistive technology don't have it. If you go to the developing world, 99% of the people don't have it. So how do we lower the barriers to getting them the access they need? And that means a more simple, basic level of access. And then, hey, if you can, you know, finish your education and get a job, you know, you might go out and buy that $400 toy that you've always wanted. And that's, we think we're actually going to grow the entire market for assistive technology by reaching out to the people who've been left out so far, because they don't have the economic power, they don't speak English, you know, whatever the issue is, we want to make it easier to solve their problem.
Is this a multi-platform solution, so it's not just Windows-based, like Linux and Macintosh, that thing as well?
Yeah, it's primarily web-based, so the idea is that it should work on multiple platforms.
Very good. We'll give the websites so folks can go and read more information and decide if it's something they want to pursue.
Yeah, so the website is raisingthefloor.net, and of course, benetech.org is my, you know, nonprofit organizations. We're the parent organization that runs Bookshare and a bunch of other technology projects for the social sector.
Very good, Jim. Thanks for dropping
thanks
by
a lot,
today.
Mike. Appreciate it.